It could easily happen in a place like this. A foreign disease agent maliciously introduced into a dairy herd like this one in the state of Wyoming. The disease could quickly spread throughout the state with devastating results. Joe Moore is director of the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security.
Well, agriterrorism is a threat, I believe, throughout the country. We believe the weapon of choice still remains the bomb for the foreign terrorists. And the next step, of course, was the bioterrorism part, which is in the public health. And the third leg, and all of them are important, becomes agriterrorism.
On any given day, thousands of head of livestock move through Wyoming to other states. An agroterrorism event could do incalculable harm to the economies of western states and disrupt the nation's food supply. Wyoming Livestock Board veterinarian Walter Cook says introducing an agent like foot and mouth disease, anthrax, or cholera into the state would be very easy.
It's literally as easy as going over to one of the third world countries that has foot and mouth disease in their native population, taking a handkerchief and wiping the nose of a pig that's actively shedding the virus, putting that handkerchief into a plastic bag, putting it in your suitcase, flying over to the United States and throwing that handkerchief out in a feedlot or a sale barn situation, something like that, and you could expose a lot of animals that way.
The Wyoming Livestock Board, in cooperation with the Office of Homeland Security and other agencies, is developing an early detection and rapid intervention plan. State authorities say the livestock producer and veterinarian would be the first to notice disease. Then tracking where the animal came from and where it has been would be critical to containing and stopping the spread of the disease.
This cow right here, she has two brands. She has
Wyoming is one of several states that requires brand inspection for the movement or change of ownership of livestock, an institution left over from the Old West. Brand inspectors check the symbols burned into the cattle's hide to determine ownership. They often know the ownership and movement of cattle in a given county by memory. State brand inspector Greg Bybee says they also keep written records.
Well, if you had an outbreak of some disease, you can use our paperwork and track it back to where it originated from, and you'll be able to find out where that cow has been. Like, it might have went through a sale barn, from one rancher to a sale barn, to another rancher, and then into a feedlot.
Other agricultural states are also developing rapid response programs. Walter Cook says there is little chance of a foreign terrorist group striking in Wyoming, but says the Livestock Board has received threats from domestic animal rights groups opposed to the sport of rodeo.
The impact that it would have if it was done would be so huge that we really need to be prepared to deal with it.
Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Cheyenne, Wyoming.